So I have really critical health information to share with you today involving both glyphosate and the vaccines. And this information came to me via Dr. Judy Mikovits, who I was honored to have in studio at the Brighteon Studios in Central Texas. I got to interview her in person, and we had an entire interview, which will soon be released, by the way, or maybe in a week or so, week and a half, about glyphosate and vaccines. And let me hit the big picture here first, and we'll get into the details. The big story is that, as Dr. Mikovits explained it to me, glyphosate potentiates the penetration of mRNA vaccines into your cells. In other words, the presence of glyphosate in your blood causes more mRNA fragments to penetrate both the outer cell walls, taking the mRNA into the cytoplasm of your cells, but also to penetrate the nuclei of your cells, which can cause genetic chromosomal changes to your genetic code, transhumanism, in effect. And now, how does this work? I mean, so that's the takeaway. And this could explain something very important, which might actually be a piece of good news. If you eat organic and you got the mRNA vaccine, it would not be nearly as harmful as somebody who eats non-organic and has a lot of glyphosate in their blood and then takes the vaccine. So they might be getting 10 times the absorption if they have a little bit of glyphosate in their blood compared to somebody who ate organic and did not have glyphosate. Folks, it's one more reason to buy organic, eat organic, avoid conventional foods, avoid glyphosate, even in your storable foods. A lot of the so-called survival food is filled with glyphosate and pesticides. And the presence of glyphosate in the blood potentiates the absorption of some interventions into the cells. So how does this work, and how can you stop it? More importantly, I'm going to give you that here too, you know, via Dr. Judy Mikovits. Got to thank her for sharing this information. I can't wait to publish the full interview, by the way. But how do you stop it? Well, how does it work? First of all, glyphosate has a phosphate group in it, which is where the name comes from. Glyphosate, like phosphate. And it's true, there's a phosphate group with a glycine type of structure attached to it. Well, phosphate and potassium and sodium are all part of the cell membrane pumps that, through chemical processes, allow substances to move in and out of your cell walls. Now, you've heard things like zinc ionophores, right? You've heard this from the late Dr. Zelenko, that if you have zinc plus quercetin, then you create zinc ionophores that drive zinc into your cells, which is very important for prevention of COVID and other things. So certain substances can potentiate the movement of certain molecules or elements into the cells. That's what zinc ionophores are all about. Well, sodium has a different set of pathways that it covers, potassium, and also phosphorus. And all of these are elements. And these are involved in opening and closing cell membranes and allowing things to come in and pushing waste products out of the cell. And all of the real, you could say, intelligence of the cell, or the real mechanisms of what makes it work, are really on the outer membrane of the cell. And it has to allow some things in and some things out. Well, in the presence of glyphosate, it potentiates the phosphorus pathways, creating, in effect, although this might not be the correct technical term, but metaphorically, you could say phosphorus-derived ionophores, let's say. Again, that might not be the correct technical term. And then anything that would be attracted to the pathway of the phosphate group could be pushed into the cells more aggressively or with greater potentiation. And that's what can happen, apparently, with these vaccines. So that's kind of a rough overview of the mechanism, although I would defer to Dr. Judy Mikovits, who can explain it far better than I can. And she does in an interview that we'll release. So, you know, if this isn't enough detail on the technical side, wait to hear Dr. Mikovits explain it. She can do it much better than I can. But most importantly, on the solution side, she said that if you take DMG, which I believe is dimethylglycine, or a derivative of that. It's a common nutritional supplement, by the way, DMG. You can buy it over the counter. That this, in essence, it takes up the glycine binding locations on the outer membranes of the cells, and it stops glyphosate from binding at those sites and causing the vaccine potentiation. So, and it also, by the way, you know, blocks the absorption of glyphosate into the cells. And some of this comes from Stephanie Seneff, by the way, who I'm working to try to get scheduled for an interview as soon as possible. So I'll ask her this question. She's an incredible researcher, and her knowledge is far, far better than mine on this issue, of course. But by taking DMG before you believe you're going to be exposed to glyphosate or the combination of glyphosate and vaccines may offer protection, and it may halt any extra potentiation of the absorption of those toxins, such as glyphosate and vaccines, or mRNA vaccines in particular. So this is the first time I had heard of this, and that's why I'm sharing it with you. I'm not yet aware of any particular studies that have been conducted on this. So this is information from experts who know, but I can't cite a PubMed study or anything like that. Probably will never be done, because who funds the studies? Well, the NIH, and the NIH is all pro-vaccine, and they don't want to fund anything that would protect you from vaccines. So DMG may be something that is very effective in this way. Certainly can't hurt to take it. It's a supplement, and we don't even sell this supplement, by the way, so this is not a supplement plug for our store. But this supplement, it helps with so many systems throughout the body. It helps with energy and neurology and so many other systems and cardiovascular function and so on. So DMG, there's no downside to taking it. If you were going out to eat, you thought you're going to get glyphosate in your food because it's non-organic, wouldn't hurt to take some DMG beforehand or even after the meal or both. And if you were forced to take a vaccine, I mean, at gunpoint or something, not just, oh, you're going to lose your job. You know, you can still say no. But if you're in the military, let's say, and they're basically saying, you know, your career is over if you don't take this vaccine, you got to take it now, almost at gunpoint, then what if maybe you could take some DMG and that could help protect you? I can't say it would offer 100% protection or even 50% protection. We don't know. But it theoretically could offer some level of protection against that vaccine. At least it's something that could, you know, prevent the vaccine from reaching a tipping point of toxicity in your body. So it's something to think about, folks. I just want to share this, even though we don't have all the final conclusive results yet, but it's something I want to share because it has virtually no downside risk. It's a readily available over-the-counter supplement with a very high safety profile. And if it can help some people, that's great. If it does nothing for other people, so what? If it helps one person, it's worth putting this word out. And again, DMG has many other benefits in human metabolism, so it's something to check out. I will release the full interview with Dr. Judy Mikovits, where she explains this in more detail. But I want you to be on the lookout for other research about this and other people talking about this, because you're probably going to hear this over and over again from different sources. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Stay informed, and you might just stay alive through this mass global extermination of humanity that's being done with things like pesticides and herbicides and vaccines and, you know, chemtrails and everything else. Yeah. Not all of us will survive. I mean, not all humans will survive, but you and I can. Those who have knowledge can survive. We're hard to kill because we know how to defend ourselves against the poisons. That's what this is about. Thanks for listening.